And with that, we're going to continue on to 19, State Park Maintenance Skills Education Training.
Madam Chair, can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
All right, I'm going to try sharing my screen here and see if we can get this going. Are you able to see my screen?
Yes, we can see it. Go ahead.
I've sat in front of you a couple times and discussed various projects that were staff-led and the construction skills that were needed to do those things. Those are the finished product. This is kind of the base. This is kind of the base of that. As staff turnover occurs, obviously there's lots of knowledge that are lost. So we've actually started this maintenance skills program a few years ago. We've been doing it for about 3 years. This will be the fourth year that we've been doing it. Most recently, we've been doing it in Yankton, at a technical education center down in Yankton. The setup for the class is pretty nice in that area. This particular technical education center was developed in 2001 for the purposes of training manufacturing trades. Thankfully, Shane Birch, an area district supervisor at Lewis and Clark, took it upon himself to contact the school and lessen the gap for education with some of that information that's lost through retirement or new staff coming in. This facility does very well for us and acts as a lab or a facility to teach welding and things of that nature. Shane Birch worked with the school and developed a 32-hour curriculum to learn these various trades. Obviously, one of the ones that is the most common is going to be the construction strict trade. This particular coursework has 16 hours where staff will come and learn everything from rafters, framing techniques, how to use simple things as simple as how to use speed squares and roofing installation and things like that. All the duration of these different disciplines are adjusted through surveys and things at the end of classes. So every year they're a little different. And so construction obviously is what we do the most of. So out of the 32 hours, 16 hours is that. There's also a section for diesel small engine repair. We discuss general engine maintenance, def fuel additives for diesel equipment, how to prevent or fix gelling problem. With the small engine portion, they go through chainsaw, two-cycle engine maintenance, and that's holds 2 hours of training of those for that week. The next discipline we discuss is electrical. That's an eight-hour portion of the coursework. Everything from voltmeters to campsite pedestal installation and breakers. Real good information, tangible information for our managers to learn, so we don't have to call contractors out to take care of some minor things. The plumbing side of things, that's set up for a two-hour session in training. Everything from on-demand water heaters, which are becoming more and more popular, installation of copper lines and soldering connections, the PVC, PEX lines, things of that nature. One of the wheelhouses of this particular technical school is they have a really cool welding bay where they can use up to 8 stations, so students can learn to weld arc and wire feed weld, and play and get their skills good so we can repair things on the fly in the field without having to take it in. That's four hours of the coursework goes into that. So just a couple of, we've touched on some of the bigger ones, but there's a lot of littler projects that students that have attended this class have utilized that knowledge for, and these are just, you know, new dump station at Hiddenwood, building new beach change houses at Farm Island. Those are some littler ones, everything from the Spring Creek Modern Cabin reservations, the Pickerel Modern Cabin, which we've talked about in the past. I know staff just did a Fort Sisson Residence Foundation, which all staff led. No contractors were available or called to do that. So saving the state a lot of money. So over the years, just as a perspective, this will be the fourth year we're holding the class. We've had 54 state park employees across the state go through the class. This year we're going to have 19 employees go through it. So it's still pretty popular with our younger, less experienced staff. Kind of exciting, this year, several of us attended a Midwest State Park Executive Conference in Nebraska. This program was actually presented and it resonated with other states so much that we're actually going to have three individuals from Nebraska State Parks attend. And then one individual from Missouri State Parks is actually flying up to hopefully pattern this for their state parks program as well. It's kind of neat to think that South Dakota's kind of leading the way with this initiative. What's one of the cool things with this type of curriculum that's built, we've only been doing it in Yankton right now, but we could very easily pick up that curriculum and go to another technical school in other areas of the state or different states. Hopefully Missouri will be able to get it going, so that's kind of neat. So this year, some of the costs that go with it, it's going to be $940 a student, which works out to just under $18,000 for those 19 state park employees. So kind of a neat program. And it's all basic information, and then stage two is doing some of these bigger projects in the park where we can utilize the talented staff that we have at our disposal. So with that, I'll take any questions if there's any.
Questions? Derek, I just have one. So for those trainees that are coming from Nebraska and the one from Missouri, well, then we charge them that $950 student fee, or?
Yep. Yeah. Yes, Madam Chair. That they'll be charged the same as the South Dakota students. The Missouri person, they're not going to get charged. They are just observing and going to look at the curriculum and see if they can't develop something in their own state.
So. Excellent. Very good. Any additional questions or comments? Thank you for the update. Job well done.